The Saline County Commission announced it will now be meeting once every 2 weeks on Thursdays. During its meeting on this past Thursday, Presiding Commissioner Kyle Guthrie Jr. explained the reasoning.
Well, because we didn't think it was necessary to have commission meetings to last 2 or 3 minutes long and having people show up for nothing to discuss.
Clerk Debbie Russell further explained the plan of action relating to emergency and special meetings.
I talked to the Attorney General's office yesterday to kind of get some clarity on what would happen in the event that we would have an emergency come up that we'd have to meet, and how to handle that, and how to properly post, and how to notify the press, etc., for that meeting and any special sessions we might have. And I learned that if we do have an emergency session, that is covered under statute 610.020, and it's pretty clearly defined how that's to be done. But to get it from Casey Lawrence's mouth, pretty much she said post it as we would any agenda, notify the press and the normal ones that attend session, and I'm going to do that by email rather than phone call because I have an email list. And to go ahead and do your emergency session as you need it, when you need it, give as much notice as possible. Preferably 24 hours is the key, but in an emergency situation that might not be possible. But still, posting and notification needs to be done and will be done.
Russell said for a special session, it requires at least a 24-hour notification by posting the meeting on the outside of the door of the commission chambers, and to notify media and others who normally attend meetings. Northern District Commissioner Stephanie Gooden said that when the commission approves a payment schedule, it will include any payments during that 2-week period. The commission had been meeting Tuesdays and Thursdays of each week until the COVID-19 shutdown last spring, but changed that to once a week on Thursdays when meetings resumed on a regular basis. West Central Missouri recently went through a stretch of several days where the heat index reached triple digits, and that likely will happen again before the summer ends. In addition to giving the monthly report from the Marshall Fire Department, Ward 1 Councilman Dewey Hendricks offered several helpful tips from the fire department for area residents to combat the heat during the council meeting this week.
Slow down and avoid strenuous activities. Wear lightweight, loose-fitting, light-colored clothing. Drink plenty of water regularly, even though you don't feel thirsty. Limit your intake of alcoholic beverages. Eat well-balanced, light, regular meals. Stay indoors as much as possible. If you do not have air conditioning, stay on your lowest floor, out of the sun. Electric fans do not cool the air, but they will cool your body. Go to a place where you can get relief from the heat. Cover windows that get morning or afternoon sun. Avoid too much sunshine. Sunburn slows the skin's ability to cool itself. Do not leave pets outside for extended periods. Make sure pets have plenty of drinking water. Always check on your family, friends, and neighbors regularly to ensure their safety.
Heat-related illnesses like heat exhaustion or heat stroke happen when the body is not able to properly cool itself. While the body normally cools itself by sweating, during extreme heat, this might not be enough. Knowing the signs and symptoms of heat-related illnesses can help you stay safe when enjoying nature. According to Missouri State Parks, warning signs of heat exhaustion include heavy sweating, paleness, muscle cramps, tiredness and weakness, dizziness or fainting, headache, nausea or vomiting. To help prevent heat-related illness when exploring Missouri state parks and historic sites, you are urged to follow several safety tips. You can read all of those as well as find an important link to get more information by visiting the story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. By state law, Missouri's sales tax holiday begins the first Friday in August and continues through the following Sunday. Certain back-to-school purchases, such as clothing, school supplies, computers, and other items as defined by the statute, are exempt from state sales tax for this time period only. This year, the sales tax holiday for the entire state began at 12:01 yesterday morning and runs through 11:59 tomorrow night. Now, for the Sedalia 200 School District, it says its supply lists are available online through teacher lists. To find your student's list online, you can go to teacherlists.com, and then you can find more information on how to do all of that by going to this story posted on our local news page at kmmo.com and on our Facebook page. Parents have the option to purchase all the items from a variety of stores with one click at the top of the page. While name brands are listed for some items, you are not required to purchase the name brand version of any item. There is a supply list for Smith Cotton freshmen, but due to the number of possible class schedules, all other Smith Cotton High School students will get lists of needed supplies from their teachers on the first day of school, Wednesday, September 1st. You're listening to news on KMMO. Marcus Wells, age 59, of Fayette, died Friday. Funeral arrangements are pending at Fremont Free's funeral home in Fayette. Dixie Van Boeven, age 96, of Gillam, died Friday. Per her request, no services will be held. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 86-year-old Dorothy Fox of Jefferson City, who died Thursday, will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at Freeman Mortuary in Jefferson City, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Funeral service for 78-year-old Russell Brashears of rural Nelson, who died Wednesday, will be held at 2 p.m. Monday at Marshall Family Worship Center, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Mount Carmel Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 58-year-old Michelle K. Smith of rural Marshall, who died Friday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday at Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Marshall. Burial will follow at Zion Lutheran Cemetery in Lone Elm. Visitation will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. Wednesday at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com, our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.